Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Wisconsin has a complicated school scene. The largest parental choice program in the country calls Milwaukee home, but the state boasts a wide variety of other educational offerings as well, so many that you might not recognize some of them.
There are plenty of families who take advantage of non-traditional forms of schooling here, including a healthy selection of Montessori schools. Well, and you might wonder, what is a Montessori school and what sets it apart from a quote-unquote regular school?
And you would not be alone. Several WUWM listeners wrote in with those very same questions. So Lake Effect's Rachel Morello dug into Montessori for this month's Beats Me segment that lets you ask the questions.
To give us a visual of Montessori education, Rachel visited Nature's Classroom Montessori School in Maquanago, where she met with a group of parents whose children learn or have learned according to the Montessori model.
Rachel started by asking them, how do you describe how your kids are learning through Montessori to friends or family?
Choice within structure. A lot of freedom to choose and follow your interests, but a specific structure so that there's a curriculum that must be followed, but you kind of get to choose your own path in following it.
When people ask you at first, are they kind of skeptical sounding, or what's sort of the, like...
A lot of people have a misconception that children just do whatever they want to, and it's chaos, and they just play all day.
It's not a free-for-all.
Right, not a free-for-all.
It's not a free-for-all. They very much can choose their own path. But the great thing about Montessori is that children aren't held back. They learn at their own pace. So if a child struggles with reading but excels in math, they may go through the math curriculum really quickly, but take the time that they need and get the additional help that they need in that reading area. So it's not a free-for-all in any way, shape, or form. The materials that are there are meant to help them learn in a concrete kind of way and help them where they are developmentally. That's what I think is really different between this and regular school, is the developmental appropriateness of Montessori as opposed to public school, where it's everybody's kind of learning at the same time. I teach teachers. That's why I'm here, though. I wanted to go to a place where it was a philosophy I agreed with. That's the biggest reason we chose here, is because it was something different than what we did, and I knew it was a tried and tested educational philosophy.
Cindy, I'll ask you, because your daughter's moved on from Montessori now.
When she talks about her experiences here at Nature's Classroom, this allowed her the experience to be herself and to, like what Tina said, grow at her own pace, which she needed at the time.
Yeah, where did she go before she came here?
Public school. And our other younger daughter is there too, and I truly believe that learning is so individual. And so this worked for Dakota. Public school works for my other daughter.
Can you talk a little bit about how your student talks about how they learn and how they interact with their work?
While they were talking, I was thinking another really distinctive thing about Montessori is that the kids are grouped. So when we say children's house, that's ages 3 to 6. And the 5 and 6-year-olds and the 4-year-olds, they're all teaching each other. So my daughter, when she was 4, started giving lessons to the 3-year-olds. And, you know, the teachers aren't helping that with that. It's all the students kind of passing on their learning. And I think that's a really great thing for the kids, because in some ways it might be less intimidating than having a teacher teaching you something. There's also not a lot of overcorrection if they do something wrong. My daughter is a huge perfectionist, to the point where if she thinks she might do something wrong, she won't even try it the first time. So for Montessori, that there wasn't that pressure, in that if she pronounced something wrong or read something wrong, they didn't immediately stop her and say, oh, nope, it's this, because that would have just completely shut her down. So it really built her confidence and enabled her, I think, to learn and to grow faster than I think she would have in a normal school, where maybe she had been taken a test, written something down, she got it wrong, and then she would just lose interest in that or kind of shut down.
Have any of your children really grown in an area that you weren't expecting because they've gone to Montessori school?
So many areas. I was just with some family in the fall, and my son went through the entire solar system, and then he explained to my mother about Pluto, and then if you were looking at it, you'd have a hard time finding it because of all the other asteroids around it. And he's four. And that's just one example. There are so many examples where you just give them like a little nibble of something, even at home, and they'll just take it and it'll totally become their own. I mean, it works to the advantage of the child because when you can mold them that way at such a young age, then that's knowledge they'll have forever. He'll know about Pluto for the rest of his life.
Mold them that way as in the way that they choose to be molded.
Yeah. The first 7 years of Montessori is just the children learning how they learn.
I think one of the most important things for anybody, you know, at any age is trying to find your passion. And the Montessori curriculum allows them to find that at such an early age, to build that confidence, to find that passion, which is really an unbelievable thing. But you have your learning bell curve, if you will, and the traditional education aligns with the average. I mean, you have some sliver right in the middle, and that's who they accommodate, which is fine for that if you fit into that sliver. But anybody that's on either side of that, that's where the Montessori system really comes into play, is the, the ones that are being held back or the ones that need a little bit additional assistance.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions that you found when people are asking you about it?
For sure. It's that they are not as socialized as other groups of children. Anyone to sit down and watch these children for even 15 minutes in their classroom outside, it's a thing, or that, it's a thing of beauty. So that was something that really surprised me, is as they would be working individually, they also would have so much social interaction. So it's miles ahead, if you ask me, compared to what I went through as a kindergarten, first grade, second grader.
When I was in high school and I was in middle school, there were three or four people that I hung out with regularly. It wasn't like I had this 20 kids that, were my best friends that I always hung out with. The other thing that I think is a huge differentiator is, as soon as, even when they're three, it's you carry your own backpack, you get your own things, you hang your own things. No, you don't have adults doing that for you, and they really reinforce that. And that was hard for me as a parent not to try to do it all for them, but it's hugely beneficial. And they use glass, they don't use plastic cups, they don't worry about them breaking things. It's if you break it, then you clean it up, and that's what happens. But it teaches them from early on to be careful and to how to handle things and to how to deal with those situations when they do happen. So it's not a huge tantrum and meltdown if she breaks a glass. It's people break things, accidents happen, she takes care of it.
They're allowed to take risks. Physically, they're allowed to climb trees here. I just was speaking with a child the other day who was complaining that the balls had been taken off the playground because somebody got hit. Here, if you fall down, you get a bump, maybe you learn to be more careful next time. So they can climb trees, they can go sledding, they can play on the ice, and they can take risks academically. If they have an area they're passionate about, go to the library, find out information. There are no boundaries as far as learning goes. So I just think I think for my son, it's given him a level of confidence physically, socially, and academically. I don't think he sees limits. I think he feels like if he wants to do it, he can go out and he can do it.
With all these people asking the question of our station to explain what Montessori is, and if you had to pitch Montessori to a parent who'd never heard of it before, how would you do it?
I would probably say it gives you the strength and education and independence to be an individual. And it's beautiful. It would be that simple.
I guess I would have to say I wish I could have been a Montessori student. Yeah.
Lake Effect's Rachel Morello spoke with parents whose students attend Nature's Classroom Montessori School in Mukwonago.
They included Cindy Purnell, Tina Melzel, Colleen Ryan, Heather and Caro, Hilary Bowser, Tim Guild, and Marsha Moden.
You can find more about Montessori education in Wisconsin and read Rachel's story on our website, wuwm.com.